If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What's going on, everybody? And good morning. Today is Friday, July 11th. Happy Friday. This is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. Happy Friday. You did it. The weekend is here. School's almost up, though. We are about to be back in training camp. So enjoy these last few weekends before I'm going to need to see all the real ones, all the auto downloaders, all my true sickos following along for a Saturday or Sunday morning practice. Man, the weekends are basically gone, but it's a good thing to be gone for because football is back. Today, we continue our position-by-position look at all of the players on the Eagles roster, and we save the most important position on the roster for last. We're going to talk about the quarterbacks on the roster today. Obviously, that starts with Jalen Hurts. And then we're going to talk about who many people feel was the most important player on the team last year, Saquon Barkley, as we preview the running back position. But before we get into that, a reminder, Go Birds is doing a survey for you guys. We want to make the pod better for you. We've had a few years now with me and James. We got the dailies now. All types of things have changed with the pod. But what we really want is to know what you guys want more of, what some things are we can do better, what are some things that we're not doing a good job of. So go fill the survey out. And if you do, you get 50% off of any t-shirt you want, but hopefully the Go Birds t-shirts, where you can go get 50% off of them, and they have a hoodie as well. So they're really cool t-shirts. They're a nice Kelly-ish green type color. They got the Go Birds logo. Would love to see someone out in the wild with one of those on. So go fill it out, get 50% off, and let's make this pod better together. So as I said, today's about the quarterbacks. And I'm going to take a bit of a different angle here, because if you've listened to the pod this offseason, and hopefully you have some new listeners listening, but if you've listened this offseason or hear us on WIP, you know me and James believe Jalen's the best athlete in the city. He's a Super Bowl MVP. Was he great last year for all of it? No. Was he great when it mattered? Yes. Was he terrible for any stretches? Not any more stretches than most players are. So we know what Jalen is good at. We know what a special year he had last year. But we also know that this year is about being better, and that this year is a chance for Jalen to truly silence all of his critics by going out and having a more consistent year and passing the ball at a more consistent level. So what I want to talk about today with Jalen is what I think he can improve upon. What I think, if he does a better job of these things next year, will launch him into that discussion where, especially if he wins the Super Bowl again, where he is an undisputed top five guy, where he's an undisputed top three guy. Because if he wins a Super Bowl again this year, then you're talking about, depending how the year plays out, could he pass Patrick Mahomes? I know Patrick Mahomes, because of all of his Super Bowls, you know, he's going to have that number one spot for a little bit. But the Chiefs don't have a ton of talent on offense. They weren't that great last year. There's a world where Mahomes gets knocked off of his perch next year. And I think Jalen has the ability to do it. So what are some things he needs to improve on in order to make that big leap forward? So I think the number one thing he has to get better at is getting rid of the ball quicker. When I watched the Eagles passing game last year, one of the reasons I think they had trouble getting into a rhythm was A, they ran the ball a lot. So you're not running 5, 6, 7 passing plays in a row often. But when they were, I thought Hurts' inconsistency in getting rid of the ball quickly kept them from getting into the rhythm. Go back and watch that opening drive against Pittsburgh. That was what I think would be like the gold standard for the Eagles passing offense. Balls quick, 5, 6 passes in a row, right down the field, bang, 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 touchdown. That is what you didn't see a lot of last year. And part of that is because Jalen holds onto the ball. So last year, of the 25 quarterbacks that played the majority of their snaps, so not just ones that played one or two games, Hurts was 24th in the NFL in average time to attempted throw. I'll repeat that. Of the 25 quarterbacks that played the majority of their snaps last year, of the team snaps last year, Hurts was 24th in average time to attempted throw. He holds onto the ball a lot. And these are, again, this is taking out the running plays where he runs the ball. These are not just, you know, average time to like whatever he does, because the average time to run is different than the average time to attempted throw. He was one of the slowest quarterbacks in the NFL in getting rid of the ball last year. Now, a positive of that is he didn't turn the ball over much. And most weeks where I rewatched Jalen, or we talked about him live, the main problem I saw was it looked like Jalen would see something, hesitate, and then maybe move off it or not throw it. And I thought he needs to have a quicker release, because to get consistency going, things have to be on time. And when your quarterback is a tick late, then it throws everything off. Now, the benefit of that is he didn't turn the ball over, right? Like I just said, the benefit of making sure it's there is you don't throw a lot of turnover-worthy throws. And he was low in the league in turnover-worthy plays, especially after week 5. But he's got to be a little better next year in hitting guys on time. I think he's gotten better at it. One way you see where he's gotten better is on like comeback routes on the along the sideline. He throws guys open, or he throws with anticipation way more than he used to. I don't think it's true anymore that he doesn't do it. He definitely does it, just not a ton. But he did it at the end of last year especially. Next year to me is about getting rhythm in the passing offense, and that starts with getting rid of the ball quicker. So getting rid of the ball quicker, number one thing for me for Jalen Hurts. Number two is inviting pressure. So Hurts last year allowed 38 pressures himself. That was the third most in the NFL among starting quarterbacks. This is not, Mekhi Becton gets beat and Jalen has pressure on him. This is he's holding on to the ball in the pocket, or his maneuvering in the pocket is going into a place where he's inviting pressure. Now, with all pressure stats, it's subjective, right? It is looking at it and just deciding who you think is at fault. So Pro Football Focus, 38 pressures last season Jalen Hurts allowed, third most in the NFL among starting quarterbacks. He was also fifth in the NFL in percentage of snaps where he held some responsibility for pressure being allowed. So top five in percentage of snaps where he allowed pressure, and top five in total pressures allowed. If you remember when Lane Johnson put that sign up at his locker at the end of the year where Penei Sewell made it over him, one thing he noted was like average time to throw. The Eagles offensive linemen know Jalen holds onto the ball, and they know he allows pressures that sometimes get put on them when really maybe he's the one that should have done it. So part of getting rid of the ball quicker is you don't have it in the pocket as long. So you don't have as many decisions to make, step up, when to get out of the pocket, all those things. And he's not great at that yet. So he has to be a better job. He has to do a better job next year, not allowing pressure on himself. The next part of it, number three for me, is dealing with pressure. So not only did he allow pressure last year, and Spike Eskin has this tweet where, you know, he'd one of the highest sack percentages in the NFL. Not surprising. Dealing with pressure is also something he has to get better at. So last year, he was better against the blitz, but the blitz is different than pressure to an extent. Like a blitz is, what are you doing pre-snap? Are you getting rid of it? Pressure can also be there's no blitz, but pressure gets there. An edge wins his snap, whatever, right? Last year, according to Pro Football Focus, he was 24th of 24 quarterbacks in a passing grade with pressure. So when pressure was on Hurts, he did not do a good job passing the ball. He did a better job beating the blitz, but he didn't do a great job with pressure, making decisions, getting productive plays, and just getting rid of the ball. Now, the flip side of that is he had the fifth best running grade for a quarterback when he gets pressure. And that's not surprising. When there's pressure, Jalen prefers to run. And you can see that with the low number of running back targets that happen in this offense. He's not a check down guy. He will hold onto the ball, run around, which is how you invite pressure, and he'll just run. So next year, I think he's got to be better at dealing with pressure when it comes. There's still too many times where he takes a sack and you wonder, how in the world can you take that at this point of your NFL career? So it all starts again with getting rid of the ball quicker, 100%. But as a result of holding onto the ball, he doesn't do a good job with pressure, and the stats back that up. So next year, he got the blitz thing down. Next year is going to be about when pressure arises organically, doing a better job of dealing with it, getting rid of the ball, and hurting a defense where maybe, you know, they get pressure, as opposed to just surviving the snap. All right, the final one, and I think this is, it's going to be hard to do with getting rid of the ball quicker. And I have said repeatedly on this pod, the thing I value most is Jalen's ability to hold to take care of the ball. I think it's why the Eagles are as good as they are. They win the turnover battle because the quarterback doesn't turn the ball over. And when this team wins the turnover battle, they're basically unbeatable. But I do want to see Jalen go deep next year and just take like a little more chances, right? Just a little more. I'm not saying get reckless. I'm not saying, you know, go out and prove you can do it. But again, times where he's holding on to the ball, he sees it and he holds on to it, I'd like a little more for him to, all right, let's try that tight window throw. Let's throw this guy open and trust he's going to be there. And the other part of that, they got to throw the ball deep more. So Hurts last year, 18th out of 23 quarterbacks on attempted throws of 20 plus yards. So not good, right? One of the lowest number in the league. If you remember last year, there was that long stretch where they were getting asked every week, why aren't you throwing the ball deep? Why aren't you throwing the ball deep? I think it was because they wanted to get rid of the ball. They wanted to make sure Jalen wasn't taking chances with the ball, and they wanted to protect the ball. But you got to be a little more open to risk next year, because when they did throw it deep, he had the fourth best completion percentage in the NFL. Now, obviously, you're not throwing it deep as much. You're being more selective with your chances. You're going to have a higher completion percentage. But Jalen can throw the deep ball. He absolutely can throw the deep ball. I think sometimes when it comes to throwing it deep, we think about pure arm strength. And Jalen doesn't have a rocket for an arm, but he throws an on-target, catchable, nice deep ball. But he just doesn't throw it a lot. So again, 18th out of 23 on attempts of 20 plus yards or more. I do think one thing you'll see with Petullo is an attempt to try to get him to throw the ball more deep. So that is something I think they got to do more of. You got AJ, you got Devontae, you got Jahan Dotson. You have guys that can win down the sideline and give them those chances. I want to see him be a little more trigger happy with throwing the ball deep. And then also taking, again, just a little more. So a little more chances. Hurts last year, 16th in the NFL in big-time throws, according to Pro Football Focus. So that is a combination of throwing it deep, but also throwing it into a tight window and completing it. Obviously, if you try it and it's intercepted, that's a turnover-worthy play. But big-time throws is, man, he squeezed that in there. Man, look at that deep ball, right? And Jalen had those moments. He just didn't have a lot of them. 16th in the NFL in big time throws, middle of the pack, among the guys that played a bunch of snaps, a little more than lower the middle of the pack, if you consider those probably 23 to 25 quarterbacks that played a lot of snaps. So still, he could do a better job, but just got to find a better balance of taking care of the ball while also letting it go deep and taking some chances, because he can make those throws. We see him make them. Just got to be a little bit more open to trying them. So those are the things I think Jalen needs to improve on. The other quarterbacks on the roster, Tanner McKee, Kyle McCord, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. This is pretty clear cut. Tanner McKee and Kyle McCord are going to make the roster, barring injury. Dorian Thompson-Robinson is not going to make the roster. Maybe he'll be here all year as a practice squad guy. I think it'd be really good for his development to spend a year with the Eagles. I do think the tools are there. But you just watch Kyle McCord throw the ball, and he might throw the best ball of any quarterback on the roster, including Jalen. I think Jalen's a better quarterback, but if you just put those two side by side and ask them to throw, Kyle McCord throws a special football. Tanner McKee, I don't think has a special arm, and I think where Kyle McCord could beat out Tanner McKee is once he gets the football IQ part of it down, learning the defenses, you know, pre-snap, all that stuff, he can make throws Tanner McKee, I don't think, can make. But feel really good about where Tanner McKee is at. I think if he had to go in and play 4 or 5 games, it would definitely be a big challenge. It's much different than playing one game where there's not a lot of tape on you. But I think they'd be able to move the ball. I think the offense would get a good rhythm going with a passing from a passing standpoint. So feel good about Tanner McKee. Feel really good about what Kyle McCord could be. And Dorian Thompson-Robinson, just excited to see him develop. But also very excited to track training camp stats for all these guys. And I know people are excited to see Kyle McCord, local guy, really cool that he is out on the Eagles. All right. Next up, we're going to take a look at the running back position and really ask the question of how much is Saquon going to touch the ball and who's going to take those touches when he's not. And also, an intriguing running back, I think, has a decent shot early, you know, for where he's at, maybe being something. So we'll get into that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey, so we've spent time this offseason talking about what are they going to do with Saquon next year? Are they just going to give it to him as much as they did last year? Are they going to pull him all the way back? And we've all given our opinions on that. But let's take a look at some of the numbers with how much the Eagles use running backs and running backs that get the amount of touches as Saquon. How much do they average the following year? How much are teams actually able to pull back and not play them as much? So Saquon Barkley, we've talked about his season. It was special. Maybe the best we'll ever see from an Eagles running back. 345 carries and 33 catches in the regular season. Then goes and adds 91 carries and 13 more catches in the playoffs for a total of 482 touches last year. It's a lot of touches. And he's talked a lot about taking care of his body and all that stuff. Since 2006, there have been 21 running backs with 400 plus touches. The following season, if you look at all those guys, this is including Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, all the 21 guys, 400 plus touches since 2006. So basically the last 20 years. The following year, they averaged 275 touches. So you're looking at, for Saquon at least, of a potential difference of 200 plus touches. So why does that happen? One, some guys get hurt. Christian McCaffrey, massive 2023 season, barely plays in 2024. But I also do think teams try to back up a little bit. They don't run the ball as well, so you're just not running it as much, even if you want to give the guy all the touches. If the year of wear and tear on his body the year before impacts him, he's just not running it as much. So an average of 275 touches the year after they get 400 plus. Of the 21 running backs, four, had 400 plus the following season. So a very, very small percentage actually get the ball as much the next year as they did the year before. Seven of the 21 had fewer than 300. So we're looking at a real possibility Saquon is touching the ball way less than he did last year. And I thought this was a little interesting. Twice in Saquon's career, he's had 350 plus touches. The following season, his touches dropped by roughly 75. So we can decide what the number will be. Is he going to get 482? Well, let's not start there. 345, right? Is he that going to drop to 250? Is that going to drop to 220? Is that going to drop to 200? Like, how much is that going to drop by? If you include the playoffs, I think it's fair to say there's like 150 touches available that were not available for this team that were not available last year. And if you look at how the Eagles have like thrown the, or how Nick Sirianni has used running back since he's gotten here, he's used him quite a bit. Since 2021, when Sirianni got here, 2021, the running back touches. 2021, this is not including Jalen Hurts runs. 452 touches by the running backs the first year Sirianni's here. 2022, 414 touches, not including Jalen Hurts. 2023, 406 touches. 2024, last year, 503 touches. Obviously, a lot of those go to Saquon, and this is not including the playoffs. So 452, 414, 406, 503. Let's just average that out to around 450, quick math. So there's 450 regular season touches available for the Eagles running backs next year, more than likely. If we're going to say Saquon's going to come out to 275, or if he's going to come out to, you know, maybe 300, it's a lot of touches. That's 150 touches for the running backs that are available. So I do think Saquon will touch it less. We can't ignore history. We can't ignore the team's desire to keep him fresh for the playoffs. And we can't be naive to the fact that we can say Saquon's special. He's not going to be the same guy more than likely that he was last year. So they've got to have a running back or running backs ready for 150 plus 200 touches. So who could those guys be? I think Will Shipley goes into the season as the clear-cut favorite to get the majority of those touches. Now, it's a big jump from him. He only touched the ball, I think, around 20, 30 times last year. So it's a lot more involvement in the offense than he had before. I think he's ready for it, but he's unproven. He is completely unproven. Like, you know, Keeley, Andrew Makuba, all these guys we've talked about that are unproven. We don't know if Will Shipley can do it, but my eye test tells me he can. You watch him run the ball in the limited times he did last season, and just I get a chance to see him more in practices. He can move. He can definitely, when he gets the ball, he is elusive. He's fast. He's quick with his decision making. You see that also when he runs, he hits the hole and gets going. It's just a matter of not the wear and tear, but just going from barely ever touching the ball to doing it a ton. He's going to have to prove it. So I think they're going to want Will Shipley to touch the ball quite a bit. And then there's A.J. Dillon. A.J. Dillon might not make the roster initially, but A.J. Dillon, I believe, will be with the team all year and available to them, barring injury, to play when they want him. If they have to promote him from practice squad, they'll promote him. If they have to keep him on the initial 53, they'll just keep him. But I do think there's a bit of a misconception with A.J. Dillon and injuries. He's coming off of a bad injury, and it cost him a full season. But prior to that, he played 11 games, 17 games, 17 games, and 15 games. So he's been very healthy. It's really just this neck injury. Now, neck injury is a bad injury, and you want him to stay healthy, be smart, don't go out there and do something that could impact you the rest of your life. But if his neck is truly fully healed and he's good to go, he has a track record of staying on the field. He's been one of the better short yardage running backs in the NFL when he's been healthy. And I think he'll get the ball. So Will Shipley, I think, will be the first, second down running back when Saquon's not out there. And I think you'll see A.J. Dillon go out on the field on the third downs, the goal lines, when Saquon's not out there. So between Will Shipley and A.J. Dillon, I think they'll be able to get those 150 touches. It's just their complete questions. A.J. Dillon, a little more proven, obviously, having played, but a year off a neck injury, you have no idea what he's really going to be. So that's the big question, is Saquon's going to touch the ball less, or the guys they have behind him ready to go and good enough to get it done. All right, the other running backs they have, practice squad guys. I'd be very surprised if these running backs make the team. That's Montrell Johnson Jr., Lou Nichols, Shenderick Powell, and Keelan Robinson. So Montrell Johnson Jr. and Lou Nichols, I think, are just guys. I don't see special qualities with them. Excited to watch them in training camp, see how they do in the preseason games, but I don't see special qualities. Shenderick Powell and Keelan Robinson, I think, are a little bit interesting. So Shenderick Powell, only 5'7", 175 pounds, but I watched him run at some of these practices. He's fast. He's decisive. And you look at the stats he put up in college, he put up huge numbers, And again, for a 5'7 guy, it's hard not to compare him to Darren Sproles, but you're that little and you're still putting up numbers. I don't know how you don't view that player as a potential special guy, and especially compare him to Darren Sproles. So also can bench 495 pounds on one leg. pretty special. Not going to make the team, but with a year on the Eagles, maybe he, like, if a lot of things go wrong, maybe he can return kicks and punts. But I think this is someone where 2026, we're talking about him making the team, not so much 2025. And then Keelan Robinson, recently added to the team, fifth round pick in 2024 by the Jags, 5'8", 191 pounds, went to Alabama and Texas in college. So obviously as a high, as a good pedigree of guys, top programs liking him, ran a 4.42 40, was with the Jags all last year, started a little bit of the year on IR with a toe injury. He did have two kick returns, but no carries. And this was interesting. According to the NFL Next Gen stats, Robinson's athleticism score was seventh among all running backs at the combine when he was drafted. I believe that is according to Sports Illustrated, if I remember correctly. At least that's where I read it from. It's from the NFL Next Gen stats. But yeah, I'm intrigued by Keelan Robinson. I think he has a better chance to be something than Montrell Johnson and Lou Nichols. And then Shedrick Powell, a practice squad guy we maybe are talking about in 2026. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. We're done our roster preview part. Next time you hear from me, we're going to be talking like training camp and news and all that. So super, super excited. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you fill out that survey. He's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Bears!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.